Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line now is Galen Druk from 538.com talking about tomorrow night's Democratic debate. Galen, it's not the first time we'll see a debate with so many people on stage. They're kind of maybe used to this format of 10 different faces on the debate stage. But the question still remains is, how do you get attention if you're on the fringes? You know, everyone's going to be focused on Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, front and center. But along the outside, what do those people have to do to gain the attention of the viewer?
Absolutely. I think it's probably these candidates who are polling in the lower single digits are feeling like this is make it or break it time, right? We're 5 months away from the Iowa caucuses, which feels like maybe a long time, but it's not a long time when you need to like build a ground game and gain support in order to actually win or do, place well in the caucuses there. So I think a lot of candidates at this point are seeing the quote-unquote moderate lane as possibly the one where there's the least competition. Biden has basically sucked up all the oxygen there. So people like maybe Cory Booker or Amy Klobuchar or even Kamala Harris, who came out as more progressive in the beginning, might be looking to do battle with Joe Biden on the debate stage in order to pick up some moderate voters who might be concerned about his age or his, you know, his seeming ability to make a lot of gas.
You know, and if you're Biden or Warren, it's a huge night for you because, I mean, in Biden's case, he needs to hold on to his lead. And Warren, she's got the momentum right now going into this, right?
Indeed. So I think there has probably been a narrative over the past couple months that Biden has not been doing so hot. And he has gotten negative press coverage and he's made a lot of gaffes. But the thing is, his polling hasn't really suffered all that much. The people who like Joe Biden have more or less stuck with him. There's been a little up and down, particularly after the first debate. He lost some ground to Kamala Harris, but he's basically held in there around 30% in the polls. Now, over the whole summer, Elizabeth Warren has been gaining momentum, gaining traction in the polls. And at this point, she's just barely in second place above Bernie Sanders in the polling average. And so, yeah, I think kind of the narrative going into this is that Elizabeth Warren is the ascendant force in the Democratic primary. Of course, she is very liberal, very progressive. So we may see kind of a redo of some of the past debates where it's been the moderates versus the progressives on that stage.
From what you guys at 538 have noticed over the course of the past few debates, how much have these kind of moved the meter when it comes to candidates? Have the debates played a big role in where they stand now in polls, or is it something else? Is it something else on the campaign trail?
Absolutely. So in general, it's important to understand that at this point in a primary race, the debates can have a significant impact on the polls because there are a lot of candidates, a lot of voters, Democratic voters don't even know all of the candidates yet. And this is a Democratic primary. So people can switch back and forth between one candidate and the other relatively easily, unlike in a general election where, say, the hurdle to get over is more difficult when you're switching from, say, a Democrat to a Republican simply because of a debate. So in general, these debates can have a significant impact. The time that we did see that significant impact was after the first debate. It was very clear that after Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden on busing, she gained significant ground, somewhere in the range of 8 points in the polls, and then Biden lost that support. So a lot of support ended up going from Biden to Kamala Harris after the first debate. The second debate didn't have that much of an impact, but I wouldn't be surprised if this debate were, maybe we'll see the impact that it has, but at least expect it to be more highly watched. This is after Labor Day. There's only one debate. In the past, there have been two debates because there were 20 candidates. And so I would expect the viewership of this debate to be higher.
It is taking place in Houston. What are the ground rules? Will this be similar to previous debates?
It will be similar to previous debates. It's 3 hours long, so, you know, it's going to require a lot of stamina on the part of the candidates. We'll see kind of who can hang in there and be energetic the entire time. As with the second debate, they're no longer going to be asking hand-raising questions. So, you know, they won't just ask all of the candidates on stage, do you support X or Y policy? The DNC and the candidates did not seem to like that way of doing things from the first debate. And, yeah, they'll have time for rebuttals. And, you know, it's 3 hours long. So although there are 10 candidates, you know, if you are assertive, you can get a good amount of speaking time in there.
Yeah, 3 hours. Whew. That's the time. I didn't mind the hand-raising questions. You know, none of them were able to talk during the hand-raising questions. So that was my favorite part.
Yeah, I agree with you, right? Hand-raising prevents the filibustering. Either you are for this policy or you're against it, whereas when you obviously give the candidates an opportunity to speak, they can talk their ways around any difficult position.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Galen, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for the analysis. That's Galen Druk of 538.com talking about how to win Thursday's debate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.